Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today, Rick continues teaching a series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. In these lessons, Rick shows you what it means to truly be spiritually connected to God and to each other through the power of God's love and God's Word. In just a little while, we're going to tell you how to get the Lord's Prayer Words of Hope and Happiness gift book. This life-giving resource will help you strengthen the hope of the children you love by introducing them to the Lord's Prayer. Go to PastorRick.com to find out more or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part two of a message called The Prayer of Dependence.
Matthew 7, verse 11 says this. If you were asked by your son for bread, would you give him a stone? The answer obviously is, of course not. How much more likely is it that your heavenly Father will give good things to those who ask him? If my kids come to me and say, Daddy, I'm hungry, what am I going to do? Give them a piece of rubber to chew on? No, I'm going to get them some food. If they're genuinely hungry, I'm going to help them out. And if I know how to do this and I'm imperfect, certainly, God, who is perfect in his love toward you, wants to meet all your needs. He says, God is waiting. He wants to meet your need. And that's the fourth thing. He's waiting on me. He's waiting on me. If you have needs in your life that are not being met, it's not God's fault. You're not waiting on God. He's waiting on you. Look at this next verse. Let's read it aloud together. You do not have because you do not ask God. The problem is not that God doesn't want to meet your need. The problem is you never ask him for it. God says you don't have because you don't ask. Over 20 times in the New Testament, God says, ask me. As a father, I love you and I'm waiting for you to ask. And I want you to ask. And he says, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. A-S-K, ask, seek, knock. That spells ask. He's just saying it three different ways. He says, whatever you ask in my name, I will do it. He said, ask that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Over and over, we're told to ask. God says, I want you to look to me as the source for all your needs in life. That's the way I designed it. So here's my very blunt question. Who's your source? You know, law enforcement, if they're picking up some money launderers or some drug addicts, they don't care about the small fries, the user, end user. They want to know who's your source. Who's your supplier? They want to get to the source. And my question to you is, for your safety, for your security, for your financial stability, who's your source? Washington? I hope not. I hope you're not looking to Washington to be your source of stability. Wall Street, again, I hope not. Your job, you're looking to your job to be your source of security? Friend, I hate to tell you this, you could lose your job this next year. You need to look to God as your source. Now, who are you looking to meet your needs? No man will ever be able to meet all your needs. No woman will ever be able to meet all your needs. So many people go into marriage saying, oh, I found the perfect person. They're going to meet all my needs. You get married, then you find out they got bigger needs than you do. And you're going to be severely disappointed anytime you look to anybody else. Your parents can't meet all your needs. Your spouse can't meet all your needs. Your girlfriend, your boyfriend can't meet all your needs. In fact, you're setting yourself up for profound disappointment. Only God can meet all your needs. And you need to look to him as the source of your supply. You don't look to your IRA. You don't look to your 401k. You certainly don't look to Social Security for security. You look to God for your security. And if one door closes, God can open another door. And if the faucet turns off here, God can turn on a faucet over here. And if during this next year you lose your job and 15 doors close, God can open a window. You look to Him as your source. That's what it means to depend on God. I see Him as my source. Number two. Second thing it means to depend on God is it means trusting Him for today. For today. Not for next week, not for next year, not for next month, just one day at a time. God says, I want to make this real simple. I want you to take life in bite-sized pieces, 24-hour increments. I want you to trust me just for today. Notice, the Bible does not say, give us this day our monthly bread. It doesn't say, give us this day our annual bread. It doesn't even say like a paycheck, give us this day our weekly bread. And it's interesting that since the 50s, bread has been a synonym for money. You got any dough? You got any money? You got any bread? Okay, so bread and dough, give us this day our daily dough, you know? It's to be daily, not monthly, annually, weekly. God says, I want you to trust me one day at a time. I'm not asking you to trust me for the rest of your life, just one 24-hour increment. We'll worry about tomorrow, and we'll worry about next week, and we'll worry about next month. I don't want you worrying about that. In fact, I don't want you worrying at all. I want you to take it one day at a time. Now, how do you do that? How do you trust God just for today? Give us today our daily bread. How do you do that? Well, there are four things that you do to trust God on a daily basis. And it just so happens that those four things are all covered in one scripture. It's Philippians 4, 6 and 8. It's on the back of your outline. It's a very important verse, so I want us to read it aloud together. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need, thanking Him for all He has done, and fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right. Think about these things that are pure and lovely and admirable and excellent and worthy of praise. Now, in this passage, he gives us the four steps to trusting God for today. And here they are. The first thing, you might write this down, he says, worry about nothing. That's the first step. Worry about nothing. He said, I don't want you worrying about anything. Don't worry about anything. Now, let me be very frank with you, very blunt. Friends, this is the hardest command in the Bible to obey. Don't worry about anything. It's the hardest command in the Bible to obey. Don't worry about anything. You know, there's some commands in the Bible I just don't find that hard, you know, to obey. When the Bible says, don't murder, that's not a big deal to me. You know, I don't find that very difficult to obey. Okay, don't murder. It's just not that hard. When the Bible says, don't commit adultery, I don't find that particularly hard. I mean, when you're married to Kay Warren, poof, you know. But this one, yeah, don't worry. You break this one 6 or 8 times a day. Okay? You get all worried about it. Now, why is worry such a big deal? And why does God say, I don't want you worrying? You may have never realized this. Worry is not just a bad habit. It's a flat-out sin. Worry is a sin. Why? Because it is an insult to God. Every time you worry, you're saying, God, I don't believe your promises. God, I don't really believe you love me. God, I don't believe you'll take care of me. God, I don't believe you'll meet all my needs. Father, I don't believe you're going to take care of me and do all the things you've promised to do. It is an insult to God. If my kids, when they were small, came to me and said, Dad, we're worried about the house. You guys don't have to worry about it. I'm going to pay for the house. Dad, we don't think you can do that. And Dad, we're worried about whether we're going to have a meal tonight. Don't worry about it. I got to take care. Dad, we don't think you're competent to take care of that. That would be an insult to me. If my kids worried that I couldn't take care of them, I would be insulted. And God is insulted when you worry. It's saying, God, I don't really believe you. When you worry, you are acting like an orphan. You're acting like you don't have a spiritual father in heaven who cares, who said, I will give you whatever you need if you'll trust me and you'll ask, if you'll depend on me. You're acting like a spiritual orphan. Do you know what worry is? Worry is the practical expression of atheism. You're acting like an atheist every time you worry. I don't believe God will keep his promises. I don't believe that God will take care of me. I believe I have to figure this out myself. You're acting like an atheist, and God is offended. And so he says, don't worry about anything. In fact, look at this verse. The Bible says, don't be anxious about tomorrow. God will take care of your tomorrow too. Live one day at a time. Now, every time God gives a negative, don't do this, he always follows it with a positive. Do this instead. Don't do this, do this. And when he says, worry about nothing, the next thing he says is this, pray about everything. He says, here's the alternative. I don't want you worrying, I want you praying. Worry about nothing, pray about everything. Everything? Yep, every single thing. God says, here's what you can do in life. You got two choices. You can worry or you can pray. And every day you're doing one of the others. And every time you worry, you're not praying. And every time you pray, you're not worrying. So you got two choices. You can either pray or panic, or you can worry or you can worship. And you're always going to be doing one or the other in life, talking to God about it or talking to yourself. Now, worry has never solved the problem. It's never solved a single problem. It's stewing without doing. It's like sitting in a rocking chair. A lot of motion, but no forward action. Worry has never solved any problem. It is the most useless emotion. But prayer can change things. If you prayed as much as you worry, if you prayed about all the things you worry about, you'd have a lot less to worry about. Those are your alternatives. He says, worry about nothing. Instead, pray about everything. Everything? Yeah, literally. There's nothing you can't pray about.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Perhaps the most important role you can play in the life of a child is teaching them to trust God through prayer. It's the key to living with hope. Jesus said we should always pray and never give up. That's why it's important to strengthen the hope of children by introducing them to Jesus' model for prayer at an early age. And we're excited to tell you about a very special resource to help you do just that. It's called The Lord's Prayer, Words of Hope and Happiness. This book brings the poetic scripture of the King James Version of the Bible to life. Readers young and old will enjoy thoughtful insights from New York Times bestselling author, Pastor Rick Warren, and stunning illustrations by award-winning artist, Richard Jesse Watson. It's sure to become a meaningful bedtime ritual, a treasured memory, and a lasting legacy that bears good fruit for generations to come. This wonderful book is a perfect way to share the beauty and richness of the Lord's Prayer with the children the Lord has placed in your life. And we'll send it to you to say thanks when you give a gift to Daily Hope. Your gift will be used to help take the good news of Jesus Christ to people everywhere. Just call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com. Thanks so very much.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
Look at this verse, Romans 8:32. Since God did not spare even his own son for us, in other words, he sent Jesus to die for us. Since God did not spare even his own son to die for us, but he gave him up for all of us, won't he also surely give us everything else? God solved your biggest problem when he sent Jesus to die for you. Your biggest problem was getting you into heaven, paying for all your sins, righting all your wrongs, earning your forgiveness. And when Jesus died for you, if God loved you enough to send Jesus die for you, don't you think he loves you enough to take care of all these other problems? Every other problem in your life is small potatoes after salvation. Once he's come and saved you, everything else is insignificant by comparison. So he's saying, don't worry, pray about everything. And if God cared enough to die for you, then he's going to care enough to take care of all your needs. Pray about everything. Third thing he says in this verse is he says, thank God in all things. Thank God in all things. In all things, he says, give thanks. Now circle the word in. Because remember we talked about this 2 weeks ago. It doesn't say for all things give thanks. It says in all things give thanks. You don't have to be thankful for bad things in your life. You should never be thankful for evil. You don't have to be thankful for cancer or a car accident or rape or a war or abuse or any of those other bad things in life. That would be sick. God doesn't say be thankful for everything. There's a lot of things that we hate in life, we dislike in life. But God says in everything give thanks. Why? Because I know God's going to take care of me. I know he's going to meet my needs. I know he's going to help me. I know that if I don't worry, but I trust him, I see him as my source, and I trust him one day at a time, he's going to take me through this. So I thank God in all things. And then there's the fourth thing that you do. And what I'm giving you is the strategy for stress reduction. Think about the right thing. Worry about nothing. Pray about everything. Thank God in all things. Think about the right thing. Whatever you put your mind on is what's going to get you. You fill your mind with worries, you're going to be down, depressed, discouraged, defeated. You fill your mind with the right things, you're going to be lifted up, hopeful, encouraged, and positive. Think about the right things. Now notice, he tells us, he gives us a list of things to think about. He says, fix your thoughts on what's true, honorable, right, what's pure and lovely and admirable, what's excellent, what's worthy of praise. Where do you find things that are pure and lovely to think about? At the movies? I don't think so. No, that's not pure and lovely at the movies. On television? No, I don't think so. Where are you going to find pure and lovely and honorable thoughts? Right here in the truth of God. The more you fill your mind with this book, the more you're going to be at peace. You need to read it, study it, memorize it, buy the Bible on CD, listen to it. Any way you can get it into your life, you fill your mind, you flood your mind. Because in your mind, you've got this scale. And on one side is all the bad things that the world is telling you. And on the other side is all the good things that the Word is telling you. And you're going to base your life on the world or the Word. The world or the Word. And if you listen and if you spend more time reading the paper than God's word, guess what you're going to do? You're going to be more negative because it's filled with bad news. You read the bad news or the good news. God says, fill your mind with the word of God. You've got to get into the word. The Bible says this up here on the screen, Isaiah 26. He, God, will keep in perfect peace all those who trust in him, whose thoughts turn often to the Lord. Do your thoughts turn often to the Lord? Or do you only think about him on Sundays? Where do your thoughts turn most often? To sex? To People magazine? To making money? To impressing other people? What do you think about the most? God says, if you want to have peace in the middle of tough times, you got to think about the word. Now, there's a third key to depending on God. I see him as my source. It all comes from him. It's all a gift. I trust him one day at a time. I worry about nothing. I pray about everything. I thank him in all things, and I keep my mind on the right thing. And the third thing, this is very important, I share whatever he supplies. Trusting God, depending on God, means sharing whatever he supplies. Sharing whatever he supplies. When God gives you something, I'm telling you, he always wants you to share it with everybody else. Everything God gives to you, he wants you to share it. Notice, It doesn't say, give me this day my daily bread. It said, give us this day our daily bread. We're to share it. We are to share it. Why does God want you to share it? He wants you to learn to be like Him. God shares everything He's got with you. God is generous. God so loved the world that He gave. You can give without loving, but you cannot love without giving. And God says, I want you to become like me. I want you to be loving, and I want you to learn how to share. Now, how do you spell love? You spell love G-I-V-E. Love is all about giving. Lust is all about getting. Love is all about giving. When you say to somebody in a Valentine's card, I need you, I want you, I've got to have you. Sorry, that's not love. That's lust.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. If you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time in just a moment, but first, perhaps the most important role you can play in the life of a child is teaching them to trust God through prayer. It's the key to living with hope. Jesus said we should always pray and never give up. That's why it's so important to strengthen the hope of children by introducing them to Jesus' model for prayer at an early age. With this in mind, we're excited to tell you about a very special resource to help you do just that. It's called The Lord's Prayer, Words of Hope and Happiness. This book brings the poetic scripture of the King James Version of the Bible to life. Readers young and old will enjoy thoughtful insights from New York Times bestselling author, Pastor Rick Warren, and stunning illustrations by award-winning artist, Richard Jesse Watson. It's sure to become a meaningful bedtime ritual, a treasured memory, and a lasting legacy that bears good fruit for generations to come. The Lord's Prayer, Words of Hope and Happiness, is the perfect way to share the beauty and richness of the Lord's Prayer with the children the Lord has placed in your life, and we'll send it to you when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take the good news to people everywhere. Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
I want you to listen to this testimony from a listener in Monterrey, Mexico. Jonas Alvarez writes, "Hi there, Pastor Rick. My name is Jonas Alvarez, and I'm an English teacher in Monterrey, Mexico. I listen to Daily Hope every day by podcast, and it has profoundly enriched my life. I recommend to my students to listen to it and to practice their English skills." Hey, that's a great idea. "And I know for sure that if they do, they're going to get much more than just learning English. Thank you so very much. Sincerely, Jonas." Well, thanks for writing, Jonas. My prayer is that Daily Hope will bring the hope that we find in Jesus to your students, just as we're praying that it brings hope to people all around the world. By the way, did you notice how Jonas is sharing Daily Hope podcast with his students? I think that's a great idea. My question to you is, who are you sharing the Daily Hope podcast with? Who could you tell about this good news? You know, good news is so good, we can't keep it to ourselves. You got to share it. So if you share Daily Hope with somebody else, would you let me know about it? Write me. You know the address, rick@pastorrick.com. It's just rick@pastorrick.com. And tell me your story of how you're sharing Daily Hope with other people.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed your life, please write him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.